In the supermarket, the products which yield maximum return, they give a prime spot in the shelf. Which product, those products which yields maximum return and quick turnover, product turnover is there, they give a prime spot. Those products which doesn't yield a good rate of investment or doesn't get stays in the shelf for long, supermarkets will push those products to the corner or get rid of that product. When the product best before date is over, they will dump the product or put it on a clearance sale. Those products will be taken by bargain hunters and people who are seeking the cheap products will be taken. This applies to us also. We are all occupying the space called as earth. Earth, we are the like a owner of the supermarket expects the maximum return. The creator has an expectation from us. We are occupying the space here for X number of years. His expectation, maximum, you are given a time, this time has to be utilized. Those who are not utilizing this prime, he has given us a prime space. For example, we have come to Australia. In the world, Australia is one of the prime spaces. We have come here. We have everything in abundance. Still, nothing is coming out of us. Product turnover is not there. Yield is low. Like supermarket removes the product and pushes to the corner, we will lose the prime spot. We will be pushed to the corner. And we will be, sought after by cheap people. Earlier, when your brand value, branded product gets the prime spot, so is when your brand value is good, you are given a prime spot. The brand value in us is according to the value of the product we entertain. If the value we entertain is only ordinary, we lose the brand value. When we lose the brand value, when we have the no value for us, no brand value, the soon depression, anxiety. I feel sad. There is no worthless. It is no point in living. I lose purpose in my own life. I lose value for myself. There is no value in the society. I have been pushed to the corner. Nobody is wanting me. Nobody is wanting me. Who is responsible? Creator had given us an opportunity. But because of our way of life, we condemned ourselves down, leading to depression, anxiety. You have to, through entertaining the values in your life, you have to have a brand value. You have to enhance the brand value in you. The higher the value entertain, your brand value goes up. If you are entertaining only the ordinary things, you become worthless. When you are entertaining the high value, the entertaining, sustained practice to enhance your brand value is called a sadhana. Sa means that. Dhana means wealth. We are all seeking the wealth in the pocket. We think that is the wealth. It is going to give me a brand value. Soon, everyone realizes there is the only, I have wealth in the pocket, no value in the society. In the kids class, I asked one of the students' grandfather's name. The student said he doesn't know the grandfather's name. He said, what is the use? What is the use? Because it is grandfather was busy only making money. For the child, grandchild asking what is the use. There is no brand value in the family itself. My next generation doesn't want. When I don't have a brand value, they say so many, world is a cutthroat place. Everyone wants a prime spot. If you are there, if you do not have a brand value, people want to push you out, want to replace with their product. Unless you do the sadhana, sadhana is not an option. If you want to extend your best before date, if you want to retain the prime spot, you have no option left but to do the sadhana. Sadhana, the wealth, having acquired that one, your brand value is upheld. Brand value is upheld. It is not a choice, but you must. You must if you want to have. Otherwise, as you are getting older, your children will push you out. Your husband or wife, you are a reject for them. Your community rejects and you finish the game of your life in depression. I squandered another opportunity. And in Kathopanishad talks about Kurvanne veha karmani jiji vishetamam samam evam tvai nanyate tosti na karma lipyate nare. To enhance the brand value, Ishavasi Upanishad talks about you have to exert your best, not to give an excuse, I'm busy. Busy, even ask an ant says I'm busy. However busy you are, kurvanneveha karma, iha karmani. You have to do the sadhana now and here. Throw your heart, your best. Karmani, at the same time, jiji vishetamam sama. Aspire to have your brand value as long as you live. Your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren must be able to encash on your brand value. Live such a way that your generations to come, they are encashing on your... Jiji Vishetamam Sama. Shata, it says, for centuries, my brand value should be upheld. When I do not have a brand value, I lose the credibility in the market. I, in the society, nobody wants. When you have the brand value, you are looked after by the society. I may have millions of dollars. I have seen many people have made lot of money. Old age, nobody is there. Nobody is there to feed even a morsel of food. It says, one who has a brand value, entire society will look after that person. You need not have to do anything. You are essential for this community. You are essential for others. Others will look after. When you have the brand value. When I do not have a brand value, I may have millions and billions of dollars in the bank. Society wants you to go. Vacate. This space belongs to us. People will say, this is my space, not to occupy. Hold on to your prime spot in your life. By doing sadhana, acquire that one, that dhana, only the permanent, not the fleeting, changing. The permanent, one who was, who is, and who will be the eternal, priceless. God, seek him. Seek him, move towards that one, do the sadhana. Moving towards enhancing your brand value is yoga. Yoga is nothing but connecting yourself to enriched brand value. Like in any product, when a product is introduced, it goes through continuous R&D. Continuous improvement is happening. Sadhana is nothing but continuous improvement in myself. Not to say, I don't want to change. There is no improvement in me. In any organization, if a product has to stay long in the market and product has to occupy the shelf, they have to continuously improve the product. Improve the product, then only product stays. If there is no improvement is happening, the product is discontinued. Unless you do the sadhana and enrich yourself, every day you will be wiped out. Sadhana is not an option. Yoga is not an option, a must. Yoga is a way of enriching yourself physically, mentally and spiritually. Though I have written books on yoga, every day I do sadhana, my sadhana. I do many new things, discover myself. Do never say, I have learned, I have written a book, done. Done and dusted, not that one. As long as you live, you have to do the sadhana. Then only you will hold a value, in the get a prime spot in life. Otherwise, you are rejected and thrown out, sought after by vultures in the society. They are waiting to pounce on the praise, pounce on the cheap praise. They are waiting for vultures are there. So if you don't want to fall into that category, sadhana is a must. Do the sadhana, occupy the prime spot, have the prime spot as long as you live. Let your grandchildren, great-grandchildren also encash on your the brand value. Enrich your brand value, and through the sadhana, enrich your brand value. There is no option but a must if you want a dignity in the society.